Yeah, you have this one. The Gemara says in Brachot Daf Lamed Hey, the famous Gemara where we just finished Rashbi by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Yishmael. The Gemara says Tanu Rabbanan Dosafta Deganecha Ma Tamalomar, right, that you have to collect your grain. Gemara says the Fish Neimar, it says in Yehoshua Lo Yamush Sefer Torah Zemi Picha, cannot leave the Sefer Torah from your mouth. Yochol Dvarim Kichtavam, you think you take it literally. You got to be able to be learning every single second. And this is a major machloket right now, even halach lemaisa. It could be even a hashkafic difference. Do I have a chiyuv every single second to be learning? Or is the chiyuv only chal when you have free time? Meaning, that we'll see. Meaning, it's a different shir. But that could be the difference in hashkafa, which means there's an Evan HaEzel that talks about. The idea is that should you feel guilty if you go to a sporting event? You have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah? Or do you say that chiyuv doesn't apply when you're doing something productive? Now you have to define if exactly, and that's the challenge. What is productive? Is a TO productive? Is going to a movie productive? It's very hard to be able to say, I mean, again, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says you have a chiyuv to learn every single second. You have a chiyuv to learn every single second. Now, there are times that you're exempt, right? You're exempt because you got to get a parnasa. You're married. There are things, but there's a p'tur there. But if you don't have the p'tur, then you're chiyuv every single second. The other approach, which is, I happen to think it's more of the Haredi approach versus Tzioni Dati approach, which says you don't have to learn every single second. You have a chiyuv Talmud Torah, and Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. You have a chiyuv, it's something that's supreme. However, you have to really define yourself what exactly is productive. And I'll show you the Evan Ezel inside, but today we're going to do a piece from Rav Kook.
The Balatanya wouldn't be docha, wouldn't say that you're potter if you were doing something else productive, like an asikiru.
I think you would. I dafka went, we had this past Lag Bomer, for the last 60 years, the Rebbe put in the Lag Bomer parade. It was a chag, and it was very interesting. They made a siyum right before. And I went over to the guy who I know, I'm like, you made a siyum now? It's like weird, nobody was listening, what was it about? Since the Chabadnikim, they hold of the second half of the siyum, of the Sfiras HaOmer, so how are they going to go on a parade with music? Nishayich. The answer is the Rebbe, that person's Rav said, okay, make a siyum, then it's some sort of productive. But again, that part of the halachic machlokas I don't want to get into. I want to get into a part of the hashkafic piece that Rav Kook here says. That it says, Talmud Lomer v'asavta deganecha, nahug bahem minag derech eretz. Right? That's what Rabbi Yishmael says. Rabbi Yishmael says, you have to work. Nahug bahem minag derech eretz. Now the truth is, there are different ways. There's a Nefesh HaChaim on this. There is the Chassam Sofer on this. This piece of Rabbi Yishmael. How the Nefesh HaChaim learns this is not how Rav Kook is going to learn it. The Nefesh HaChaim b'kitzur, since this is a short shir, Nefesh HaChaim says, Hanheg Bahen Minag Derech Eretz, that even Rabbi Yishmael is saying, even while you're working, you should be thinking about the Torah.
How does that fit into
there? Hanheg Bahem Minag Derech Eretz. Right, meaning how he learns it, got to read it inside. I just wanted to focus on Rav Kook now. That's the shir. I give this as a longer shir, so I just wanted to focus on the Inayah now. As opposed to the Chassam Sofer wants to say that there's some sort of middle shita, to say that it's din in Eretz Yisrael. There's a difference in Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Laretz. In Eretz Yisrael, the Minag Derech Eretz is even a mitzvah also. As opposed to Chutz Laretz, maybe it's not as much of a mitzvah. That's the Chassam Sofer that's been censored a lot. In Maseches Sukkah. However, here, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai answers, how is it possible? Efshar Adam Choresh B'Shav Charisha, Kotzer B'Zerah Shak Tzira, Skip Zareh B'Shat Zriya, Dash B'Shat Tisha, Zareh B'Shat Haruach. What's going to happen to the Torah? Al Bizman Shisrael Osin Ritzonot Shal Makom, Malachta Nasaita Yidei Chayri. Right? When you do the Ratzon of Hashem, the Malach is done by others. Shneamar V'amdu Zarim Uru Tzonchem. So Rav Kook here asks, I mean, it's a general question, as I said, it's a longer shir about how do we view malacha. Is malacha something as a bidyeved or a lecharchila? Do we say that you only have to work in order that you don't come to steal? Or is it that there's some sort of an ideal? Ehov et amalacha. Right? Usnat ha rabbanu, you have to hate the rabbis. No, that's not pshat. Right? Ehov et amalacha.
That there's some.
Right? Exactly. So the. Hopefully neither. But ehov et amalacha, is that some sort of ideal? Is there something ideal malacha? As much as we will see that the continuation of the Gemara. If you turn the page for a second, the continuation of the Gemara is, just to let you know, so we have this machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and the Gemara continues and says, Amar Abaye, many people, Harbe Asuka Rabbi Shmuel Vol Al Tabi Adam, and many people did like, well, it says there in parentheses, it doesn't say Harbe Asuka, but the girsa we have, I think, is Harbe Asuka Kirashbi Vol Al Tabi Adam. Okay? And then the Gemara says that Rava said to the Rabbanan, please, I don't want to see you in the Beis Medrash during the months of Nisan and the months of Tishrei. Kehechi, in order that you get your parnasar during those months, in order that you'll be able, it's like the doctor who lives in Israel and now travels back to America and makes a good parnasa for, you know, during Christmas season, in order they get triple the price at that point, because no goy wants to work during Christmas season, so you make triple the cost, and you're able to make basically a parnasa for in those 2 months for the year. So lahavdil, that's the idea here. Those 2 months, go to work. I don't want to see you in the Beis Medrash, but that should help you for the rest of the year in order that the mizonos shouldn't be a tear there for you. And the Gemara. What?
Now we do a slightly different version. I'm not seeing us in the Beis Medrash during those months.
What? Which months? That's the different thing. Nitzonach. That's something else. Okay? So the Gemara concludes and says, Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Borei Ma Bein Dorot Mishonim, Dorot Achrim, Dorot Mishonim, Asu Toratan Keva, Melachtan Arai, and Zev Zenit Kayim Biadam, that's the ideal, making Torah Keva Melachtan Arai, Dorot Achronim, Shasu Melachtan Keva, where everything's about the job, and Toratan Arai, Zev Zelonit Kayim Biadam. So we're going to focus on the first half, just for the short time that we have, which is, Rav Kook says, basically is a chakir here. The chakir is the ideal just to be learning and going to work as a bidyeved, or is going to work even a lecharchila. And he explains it as follows in Ot Chet of Einaya. He says, Ha'im tchunat ha'adam mitzar atzmo ru'uya hi liyot osik tamid rak b'muskalot below hefsek. Is man built that he should be dealing with the sichli of the Torah, totally being involved in the transcendent and trying to get dat elokim, all part of them, 24 hours a day without any interruption, vashimush, doing chores or physical labor, vashimush binanim ma'asim em lo rak lehechrech, it's a bit the evident v'im lemata mima'alot ativiyot, it's something that's necessary, you need to be able to make a parnasa. I had a guy come to my minyan this morning, traveled all night from Yerushalayim, looked like a normal person, he didn't sleep all night because his father got sick, he's the oldest of 8, he's 30 years old, he's in sales himself, he works, but he's trying to help Mifarnes, eight kids in his family, you know, and so do we say, look, there's a necessity of Parnasa, but really, L'chachil, in an ideal world, everyone would just be steiging. And even and somehow there would be some sort of Eitz Notain of Silverstein, would be the giving tree, everything would be great. Or maybe that's not even the L'chachil. Or Shemitzat Chunat Adam, how God created man, who Murkav Nitiyot Masiyot V'iniyot. Man is made up of both the physical and also the Iyuni, what I would call the intellectual, the idea of being able to really be an Osik B'Torah. Being involved in the physical world, this is what I would, this is classic Rav Kook, and I would underline it. Im heim lefi amida, right? Meaning, being involved in the physical world, as long as it's lefi amida, which means it's in the right proportion. Heim lo rak mitzada hechrech, ki im mashlimim gam kenet chunato apitivo, v'hu davar ra'ui listapek. It's not that it's a necessity, it's a lecharchila, and it's a parallel of man who's made up of both physical and spiritual. It's part of your nature. Explains Rav Kook, this is what's the philosophy of the machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rashbi. According to Rabbi Yishmael,
he holds the Esek HaTmidi Bi'iyun Eino Lefi Tchunat Adam. That's not natural for man. That's not what man is supposed to be. Now, if you understand about it now, maybe some Siyat Shemaim. Maybe that's the pshat later on in the Gemara. Later on in the Gemara, it talks about that you what? Adam Ki Amud Ba'Oel. What do you have to do? You have to be Meimit Atzmecha on Oel Shel Torah. So on one level, the pshat is that, and that's the concept of a Talmud Chacham at times, is you have to go above and beyond what your norm is. Right? That's a certain level of death. I mean, a certain level, you're not supposed to kill yourself because we don't have the Chai Bahem. Veloshi Amud Bahem. But there's an element of Mises that you have to go and supersede or transcend your natural being of some sort of level of your physical and spiritual, and you make sure that you're even doing, I don't want to put it in percentages, more Torah than the Maasim Chomrim. But putting that Gemara aside, what Rabbi Yishmael is saying is that 24-7, just Tamid Iyuni is not Lefi Tchunat Adam. And therefore, as long as it's Lefi Amidah, when you're going into work and you're building and you're taking care of your physical nature, as long, again, imurak b'derech arai l'inyanei derech eretz, it's not something that is what defines me, right? The classical piece, you know, hi, what's your name? What do you do? You know, I am a doctor, right? That's your profession, right? That's the question, right? That's the classical piece where you can argue about it or not, but there is something to that. Obviously, your profession a lot of times will help define a lot of who you are also, but the question is there a separation for that piece also? A person who's involved in the physical world is not a bidyevet. It's a lecharchila. It's being able to take our nature and be mashlim and perfect. Alkei mishpat haTorah, I turn the page, is liyot manihig bahem minhag derech eretz. That's the way Rabbi Yishmael says, this is the derech eretz. This is how God created us. Rashbi held, for Rashbi sphere, no. We have the ability, we're built in that we have the ability to literally as lihit aneg be sichlut shel Torah. Take the pasuk literally. Lo yamush sefer Torah zemi picha. And now lefi teva adam hashalem shalom itkalkel bechet. Okay, and roi ladrich tamid et atzmo vezulato levo amalat adam shalem. Be ideal, be perfect that way. If you can't, look, you have certain necessities. Whether it's the physical, you have to get married and you have to eat. Or it could be that, look, you just get worn down. Torah is matisha takoach. But that's still not where you're supposed to be. Yisrael, when we are being able to get to that ideal, malachta naaseit aydei achirim, v'hem mitzar atzmam kol yisham chavtzam liot asukim tamid bidat haTorah l'dat Hashem derachav. Okay, as opposed to Rabbi Yishmael, he sees tchunat adam that if you would only be muskalut v'lo yachlif ha'esek b'ma'atzman gam kim b'iskei achavira, it would not be ideal at all. Okay. That is tchunat hashlama shel adam tova b'menu gam kin ha'esek ha'ma'asi. Okay, Rav Shem Bar Yochai holds v'techasreu ma'at me'elokim. Rav Kook quotes from the pasuk in Tehillim. A small, minuscule, less than the malachim, and we need to hishtandut ha'michuyevet hi la'ashiv et ha'adam el ma'alto b'cholos. We have to go and continue working to be connected in a real dveikut b'Hashem. The Gemara concludes in Otet that Abaye says, "Harbe asu ki Rabbi Yishmael v'alta b'yadam, and Kirashmi v'lo alta b'yadam." Rav Kook explains, and with this we'll conclude. Mibnei shamachlokini be'etzem teva adam im hu alul liyot b'alti asuk mishum davar ma'asi kim ba'asecha v'adat. So which is it? Rav Kook says that it's very nice, but the bottom line is we know Torah wasn't given to angels, as we know from the Gemara and Shabbos also. He says, just doing pure statistics, you know, just what we think about it philosophically, that's not going to be the answer. The answer is it's with Teva Adam. Let's go check it out. Check out what's going on. Then we'll figure out what's going on. We'll know from the experience. If we look at the rove, it will tell us what's natural. Okay. Basher no roim that harbei went like Rabbi Shmuel v'al tabi adam, and they found a certain equilibrium between that the Torah was ikar and their chokhmah, and they were still able lecharchil being amel and chayei chevra, making Torah ikar and malachtan arai, but still it's a lecharchil versus by Rabbi Shmuel v'al tabi adam, because they were not able to have that lecharchil in the Rabbi Shmuel, in the Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yochai stance. They weren't able to be successful that way. Rabbi Shimon is the tip of the top, the creme of the creme. As we had said, the Talmid Chachamim in a extreme form. Obviously, we just, you know, touched it. I just wanted to touch upon what Rav Kook here says. Again, this is a Torah Eretz Yisrael view. Torah Eretz Yisrael view is not looking that it's saying that there are seemingly two contradictions. When I'm working, so then I'm not serving Ritzon Hashem. The real Ritzon Hashem, Talmud Torah is connected cool. And Rav Kook is saying, no, you have to look at the makeup of man. Makeup of man is physical and spiritual, and it's not just God didn't make any accidents. That's the way he wanted it. And he's saying that the lecharchila is a hovata malacha. No, be creative, but still make sure that it's only lefi amida. Make sure that your Torah is something that's ikar in your life, and that takes all life to continue. Al tamim ba'atzmachad yom motcha. You can't say, oh, I'm Shana Alf, Shana Bet, Shana Hey. I've been learning for 10 years, I'm a Rav, and therefore, it doesn't work that way. It's constant. Torah, Tzricha, Chizuk. And the truth is, the Gemara there says, Alamed Beis, Alamed Beis, also Malacha needs Chizuk. It's the same idea. And just like Tefillah needs Chizuk, the Gemara there says, and Derech Eretz, which Rabbi Aviner says is Eretz Yisrael. That Chizuk, all of these things need Chizuk. And it's not just one or the other. It's not that I have to be like Rav Shem Bar Yochai. You know, how do you determine whether you're one of those mi'ulim? That's a good question. But I think in the norm is, and our job is to be able to, especially as we're getting towards Matan Torah, to continue being mechazik in Torah. At the same time, know that it's being able to, when you're not supposed to wolf down. There's certain yeshivot that you go to breakfast and chas v'shalom, you should be there for more than 2 minutes. I don't think that's what's on Hashem either. You go and you make a brach and you think about it and you eat like a normal person. Okay, it doesn't mean that you have to spending, you know, 45 minutes to an hour watching ESPN and discussing shtuyot. But there's a certain amount of lefi amida, right? And I think that that's classic of Kook, which saying that you look at it, there's a certain positive element of melachan al-chachil lefi tchunat ha-adam. At the same time, being able to take the Torah and understand that that's ikar. Which I have a good morning. In what way?
Because the rub is